What if the way you've been telling your life story reveals the secret to what is holding you back? Stories play an integral part in how we see not only ourselves, but the whole world. Stories are more than just an important part of communication. They also reveal hidden aspects of our inner talk, which can either support us or end up holding us back from the very things we want most in life, without us even realizing it. Join author, mindset coach, and award-winning singer-songwriter Carrie Rowan on her show, Look for the Good, every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. when she shares nuggets of wisdom from her internationally best-selling book, Tell a New Story, 5 Simple Steps to Release Your Negative Stories and Bring Joy to Your Life. Carrie's powerful stories and compelling guests will empower you to change how you look at your own life while giving you some powerful tools and tips you can use every day to help you feel better and move yourself closer to the life you've been longing to live.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Look for the Good. I'm your host, Carrie Rowan, mindset strategist and coach, and I love sharing nuggets of wisdom about the stories we tell each other, but more importantly, those stories that we tell ourselves. You can join me and my special guests as we share our personal stories of strength and triumph every week on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can listen online, in your car, on your mobile device, or even ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio. And you can tune in every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. to get real stories and tips on how to turn your story and your life around and evolve with us as we unite humankind with universal love. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. Super excited. We have Sharon waiting in the wings. Hello, Sharon.
Hey there.
Super excited. And you guys, as you know, we love talking about the stories. And one of the reasons that I know you're going to love this episode is because Sharon loves and understands the deepness of our stories as well. And we're going to dive into that. You know, I always say the stories that you don't want to share with somebody are usually the ones that contain so much of the juice, so much of the goodness, right? All your beliefs and stories are like a little microcosm of our life. And so much is hidden in those stories. And when you can pick them up and look at them and examine them with compassion and toss the ones out that don't serve you anymore and keep those ones that do serve you and empower you and polish them up, your life will change. And some people might say that's too good to be true or that's too simple, but it is that simple. And so we can't wait to share some of our stories with you today. And before I get in, and I'm going to do a little introduction for Sharon because she's got some incredible things that she's done, I want to share this with you. Sharon Jackman is the sponsor of our show today. And are you tired of feeling stuck and stressed out? Are you sick of wondering what your next step should be? Then I have some good news for you, my friend. I want you to discover how easy it can be to go from confusion to clarity with Sharon's free clarity tool. Just go to easyclaritytool.com. That's easy, E-A-S-Y, clarity, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y, tool, T-O-O-L.com today so you can see clearly now. And I just love that because I have that clarity tool and I can tell you right now, it's fantastic. So go and get that. If you need clarity, it'll make your life so much easier. And let me share some things about Sharon because her bio is truly fantastic. She's dedicated to helping women supercharge their self-confidence without spending years in therapy. Don't you love that? Using a process that's as natural as daydreaming, she removes the hidden blocks that are keeping them stuck so they can finally break free. With more than 3 decades of experience as a nationally certified hypnosis specialist, Sharon is set to publish a new book called Outrageous Confidence, How to Stop Being the Good Girl and Start Owning Your Power. Man, I love that. Who needs that book? Raise your hand out there. And in the book, she shares the surprising stories that inspired her to create the Worthiness Code, an elegant 4-step protocol that takes women from stuck to unstoppable. Beyond her mastery in hypnosis, Sharon boasts over a dozen years as a master certified business coach, guiding countless women to overcome self-doubt and chart their path to success. And as president of her city's largest women's networking group, she actively fosters growth, cultivates connections, and provides a nurturing environment where professional and entrepreneurial women flourish. Well, if that isn't amazing, I'm giving like a virtual clap here because I just love everything that you do. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So good to have you on. And you and I spoke when we first spoke. Well, you know, I love hypnotherapy. And I mean, I date way back to when I was pregnant. I started to learn about this, right? And that was some time ago, because my kids are now in their 20s. And I just love the simplicity of it. Yet it's simple, yet it's deep, right?
Exactly. It's so natural, right? We think of it as something so exotic, but it's really something we all go through 6 or 7 times a day. But when someone knows how to use that state to give you back control over your life, it really can be life-changing.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. Share with us, because people might not understand what you mean. How do we do that 6 or 7 times a day? What is it that we do so naturally that is part of your work?
Yeah, so hypnosis is a natural state. Every time we gaze out the window daydreaming, we're in a state of hypnosis. Every time we drive a familiar route and realize we're not paying attention to the driving, we're in a state of hypnosis.
Guilty.
We call that highway hypnosis.
I love that.
Every time that we are so wrapped up in a good book, we don't notice time passing, or we're so wrapped up in a Netflix film that we're getting emotional with the main character, even though we know objectively that what's happening on the screen isn't real, we are in a state of hypnosis. It is that state between waking and sleep. It is completely natural. You are always in control there, by the way. And yet, when we use that state, that natural state, that allows us to have access to the deeper parts of your mind where we keep our automatic responses to life. So if you think of the conscious mind and the unconscious mind as an iceberg, the conscious mind would be the part above sea level. That is 5% of your brain power. 5%.
Wow.
And your willpower lives in the conscious mind. So the rest of your mind, your unconscious mind, makes up roughly 95% of your brain power. So if you've ever tried to make a change and you're wondering why you can't just power through it, the willpower is only 5% of your brain power. If you have a conflict in the unconscious mind, the unconscious will always win. And that's why what we do is give you access in a very relaxed, comfortable way to your unconscious mind, where we can make deeper changes, longer lasting.
I love that. I know that's resonating with people, because the way you describe it is so simple yet so profound, right? Because we're already doing that, right? We're already, yeah. And you know, I don't know about you, but you know, being a little bit of a control freak myself, I don't like the thought that I'm being controlled 95% of the time by what is in there, you know?
That's a really good point. Yeah. Most people come to me and they're afraid I'm going to control them. And I say, if I could use hypnosis to control anyone, I would still be married to my first husband.
Right.
But you're being controlled by those unconscious impulses that we don't realize we can actually shift and change. And by the way, that's where those stories live, those narratives that tell us about who we are and what life is like, that are usually telling us how bad things are, or how we're not good enough or smart enough or pretty enough or, you know, creative enough. What we don't realize is those stories usually aren't even ours.
Yeah.
They're
powerful
things that people said at an age before we were capable of realizing, oh, that's not me, that's my mom. That's not me, that's my dad. Whatever it was, we were taking on these beliefs and these stories. And as we grew and we started being able to create narratives in our mind, we thought these stories were ours. So the way you look at things about the stories we tell ourselves is so incredibly important, because 2/3 of the time, the stories we're telling ourselves that are limiting for us never even started with us.
That's incredible. I love that. And we're, you know, our brains, because of, you know, the state that our minds are in when we're young, before we're 7 years old, are like little sticky notes, right? We're like sponges. We're just taking it in. We never think to question it. And I say this all the time, I write about it in my book, but yet we're letting these stories that developed in us when we were under 7 years old run our lives.
Exactly.
When you can pull your lens back and go, wait a second, time out. I'm not okay with that. Right? That's my mom's story. She can have it back, right? And it's okay. I mean, I think a lot of people are well-intentioned with the stories that they tell us. Money doesn't grow on trees, whatever those stories are that were passed down to them.
That's right. And they were passed down by them. And so there are their ancestral stories, but we adopted their fears, ultimately. Yeah. We adopted their fears, and then we allowed our nervous system, not that we allowed it, it just happens that way. Our nervous system gets wired around fear. And so that keeps us small and keeps us stuck at a time in our life when we are ready to really jump forward, really, you know, be seen. Mm-hmm. And we wonder why we keep feeling so held back. It's because in the back of our mind, there's all that, what if? What if you fall on your face? What if this happens? What if, you know, those things can happen.
Sure.
And yet, if we hold ourselves back, we never get to taste the juice of life.
I love that. It's so true. And, you know, I tell people all the time, the brain's just doing its job, you know, and when you can learn to interrupt that, oh, thank you so much, brain. I appreciate you trying to keep me safe. That's the brain's job, right? Thank you for trying to keep me safe, but I got this, you know, whatever it is that, you know, works for people. But to really just acknowledging that is part of being like, okay, wow, I'm okay with that. I understand. I don't feel so alone because people don't share those stories of what they're saying in their head, of those fear stories that you're talking about that keep them stuck. And when you can understand everybody's wired like that, and our brains are all doing that to us in just a different flavor, you're pretty okay with it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, this thing about our brain being wired to keep us safe, wired to help us survive, right? This is why these stories get retained in the subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. We don't realize as we go through life how minor these things really are. I mean, I remember doing a podcast years ago in which I said something really stupid. Really stupid. And I was absolutely mortified and I couldn't sleep for days after that. And I finally listened to the recording and I didn't hear it. I mean, I got to that part and I heard what I said, but I realized I, in my mind, had blown up the negativity of this one little thing in a sea of everything else that was really delightful. Mm-hmm. And so we not only have these stories running, but we automatically give them way too much credit. And so if we can just recognize that when we look for the good, right, we can balance out all the bodies and the nervous system's natural wiring to show us the bad. Looking for the good can really outweigh and really cover that up so that it doesn't have a hold on us any longer.
I love that. Yeah. And understanding that we're all just doing that. It's doing its natural thing, but it can be interrupted, right? It can be interrupted. And like you just said, you jumped right to it. I loved the way you summed that with the look for the good, because we can reprogram our brains to look for what's good, you know, and it's all what's going on in that system of ours, that RAS system, right? The attraction system, where it's looking.
Exactly.
It's looking, but it's looking to us to tell it what's most important. So the more we keep rerunning those stories, the more the brain goes, oh, she thinks that she's not good enough. Let's show her some more ways where that's true, right? So it's just going to look for ways, right? Because I program that in there unknowingly.
I love that. I love your understanding of this, that the RAS, the reticular activating system, is looking to match your outer world with your inner world. So you're right. We are a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so if we expect the worst, that's what we're going to see. And if we expect the best, that's what it'll show us. And it's science, right? It is neuroscience. It's the way we're wired.
I love that. I love neuroscience. I geek out on that forever. But yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand that we have so much more choice and control over what's going on in here. And really, like we're talking about, just becoming aware. You don't have to know the names of everything. Just becoming aware of how you can reprogram that, especially using some of the things that you teach, which I absolutely love. We're going to dive into that. Your whole life can change. You can change that one story, that not good enough story, and your whole life will change. Imagine who you'd be without that story, right?
Yep. Yeah. And I had to do it myself. You know, I came up against some really hard times, some really shocking moments, and they were shocking enough that they made me realize if I don't change this, I can't afford the next signpost. And, it happened many times, but there was one time in particular that happened in my first marriage. Do you mind if I share that?
I would love to.
So I was married to my first husband, living a wonderful life, being the good girl, the good wife, right? I was walking on eggshells. I was saying yes when I wanted to say no. I was running interference between my kids and their dad. I was doing all the things a good wife, a good girl does. Mm-hmm. And I did that for 20 years. And why not? It was working for me. Just kind of holding everything together with rubber bands and paper clips. And of course, I was stressed out. And
some paste in there.
Exactly. But the anxiety seemed like a small price to pay to keep the family together. Until the day I was sued by a bank for $3.9 million.
Wow, that's a wake-up call.
That is a wake-up call.
Wow.
So my husband's family developed real estate, and they had brought us into a deal that made absolutely no sense to me. It was a condo project on the coast of Florida the year after four hurricanes hit the state. Made no sense.
Wow.
But all the men in my husband's family said it was an amazing investment, and I was crazy to overthink this. I was crazy to let it go. And in fairness, they'd all made a lot of money on projects like this in the past. So even though everything inside of me was screaming that this was insane, mm-hmm. I went along with it. Why?
Wow.
Because I was the good girl.
Good girl. Mm-hmm.
I wanted all of these men in this family to like me. Mm-hmm. So despite my better judgment, I said yes. Everything went beautifully until the deal went south. And then every one of the investors on that project was sued for the entire cost of the construction loan. So in that moment of seeing that $3.9 million price tag in writing, I realized I had gotten myself into this mess by not speaking a lot my mind, by going along to get along, by letting other people gaslight me. I was the one who did that. And that if I didn't change this pattern, who knows how expensive the next wake-up call would be. 10 million? 20 million?
Right?
All I knew is I couldn't wait to sit around to find out, right? So I began using my own tools as a hypnosis specialist to sort through my subconscious mind and pull the plug on those old stories.
Wow.
That told me it was my job to be subservient to men.
Wow.
And as I was doing this, as I was changing these beliefs, as I was coming clear with the truth, I wasn't only gaining confidence. I was also the only person who was dropped from the lawsuit without explanation. And that
wow.
I think is an excellent sign. Is that crazy, though? This is just to find the depth of what we can be involved in simply because we followed those old stories without questioning them.
Yeah. Wow. That you gave me chills when you were telling that story. And I mean, it's just sometimes we need that, right? We need that wake up call. We all get it in a different fashion. It could be financial. It could be health. It could be whatever. We all get it in some way. And you were paying attention and you said, oh, hold on a second. This is too big to ignore, right?
I wish I had paid attention in the 20 years before that, but
yeah.
I did what a good girl does, right? I was convinced that it was in my head. That when I was told I just can't take a joke, that they must be right, that the most important thing was to hold the family together, when it turns out even my kids were asking us to get a divorce. And I overrode that, believing the stories about what a good woman does in a marriage. No,
wow.
A good woman finds her truth and expresses it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's a meme. A good woman finds her truth and expresses it. That's beautiful. Listen, I know everybody is hanging on your every word. We're going to take a quick break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Sharon's amazing stories. Hey everyone, it's Carrie Rowan, your host of Look for the Good. And I wanted to ask you a question. Are you ready to break free from those old stories? You know, the ones that trap you and make you feel so stuck. We talk about that a lot here on the show. And I wanted to invite you to this really cool mini seminar that I'm doing right here in Massachusetts, in person, live. And I'd love for you to join me. We're going to talk about all this, how to uncover those stories. What are those stories? And really how to identify them. And once you learn this, you're never going to want to go back back to telling those stories. And guess what? I'm doing a mini book signing after the seminar. So you can come grab a book and I'll sign it for you. And I'd love to meet you in person. So join us. It's next Tuesday, April 16th at 6:30 p.m. It's at Women of Wisdom and they're located in Northeastern Massachusetts. So call today to get your seat. Reserve your seat because they're going to go fast at 508-230-3680. So call 508-230-3680 today to reserve your seat, and I'll see you there.
Did you know 73% of employees are considering leaving their jobs, and almost half of Americans fear being laid off in the next year? That's a lot of fear and anxiety mulling around the office. In today's environment, employees need easy-to-use tools and strategies they can count on when the atmosphere is making them feel less than productive. To find out about proven ways to help your employees turn their stress into success, go to carrierowan.com and sign up for a free wellness consultation for your company today.
Ever notice how your brain automatically focuses on what's wrong in your life? Ever wonder why you find yourself telling the same old story about yourself over and over again? Tune into this high-energy show with author and mindset coach Carrie Rowan to find out how to retrain your brain to look for the good every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Carrie uses powerful storytelling, easy-to-use tools, and inspiring guests to exemplify how a simple shift in perspective can bring miraculous results. Join Carrie on a journey into your own transformation that will leave you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to find the good every day of your life.
Are you tired of feeling stressed and stuck? Did you know that the stories we repeatedly tell can be the very thing that makes us feel worse about our life? In her best-selling book, Tell a New Story, host and author Carrie Rowan shares the five simple steps to release your negative stories and bring joy to your life. This is not your average self-help book. It's a joy to read, and it's interactive with QR codes for meditations, original songs, and how-to videos at just the perfect point in the story, which makes transformation easy and at your fingertips. So if you're ready to go from humming a sad song about your situation to finding your voice and whistling a new upbeat tune as you skip along with joy as the new soundtrack of your life, then get yourself a copy of Carrie's highly acclaimed book today. Go to carrierowan.com/book to get your copy now. That's CarrieRowan.
Hey, beautiful listeners. Are you tired of the fast-paced life and want an easy way to help you find your calm? Then head over to the new Look for the Good Marketplace. It's chock full of hand-selected books, great classes, calming music, and special readings. All you need to help you move closer to a life you're tickled pink about. Just visit carrierowan.com and click on the Marketplace tab to find just the right item to soothe your soul today. That's CarrieRowan.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Look for the Good with Sharon Jackman, our special guest. And our conversation is so incredible. You gave me chills up and down my body when you were telling that story about the $3.1 million wake-up call. Oh, my gosh. And one of the things I love is that we talk about the stories a lot of times that don't serve us, right? But there's also stories in there that do serve us. There's stories that can empower us. There's little, what I like to call somebody's personal little mantra. And you and I were talking about that. You shared something with me. I'd love you to share that story about your little mantra.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more about these stories that affect us and affect our physiology and affect our capability of moving forward. I discovered this in an odd way. So back to my first marriage, for 20 years in that relationship, I was the one that handled all of our finances. So at the time, my husband actually made more money than I did, but it didn't matter because for two decades, all of our money went into one pot. And then we would schedule all of our bills out of that to be automatically deducted. You know, the car payments, the tuition for school, that kind of a thing. And it worked so that when my husband and I decided to get divorced, we agreed we were going to continue running our finances just that way until the divorce was final. And everything had been running smoothly until the day I came home one day, it was payday, to a message from him that said, I've decided to open my own bank account and deposit my money there, and I will contribute to our expenses, tell me what they were. And in that moment, the ground fell out beneath me, because we were about to go into a financial free fall. all of those payments were going to be coming out of that account that didn't have the money that we needed in it. We needed all of our income to support the family in that way. And so I was completely floored. You know, my breath froze. I could hardly move. And so I went into the living room to find my husband. He was home at the time. And we weren't communicating any better now than we had been during our marriage. So you can imagine how well it went when I found him and said, "What are you thinking? You have no idea what you've just done." And he did what, you know, I should have expected. He, you know, closed up. He walked away. And I was in a panic, wondering what to do. I started to follow him when all of a sudden I felt this weird feeling bubbling up in my body. And it was coming from my hips and it was rising in my body. And I even stopped and looked up and said, "What is this?" And when it rose up and hit my heart, I realized it was the feeling of pure and utter joy.
Wow.
And as it continued rising up and it hit my head, I suddenly remembered. Back in my 20s, I discovered that I had this unusual pattern with what I call found money. So that's money that you get that's completely unexpected, whether a birthday gift or a refund on a deposit that you forgot about. I would get found money and I would get so excited about all the things I was going to do with it. Am I going to go on a weekend trip with a friend? Am I going to splurge on a new outfit? I'd spend days dreaming about how I was going to spend it. But within a few days, I would always get an unexpected bill for almost the exact amount, always within $5.
Wow.
And it happened over and over and over again. And it got to the point, and I would be upset every time it happened, because again, I'm dreaming about spending it, and then it's, in my mind, it's being taken away from me. So one day I was telling a friend about it, and in the middle of me, you know, whining about this pattern, she said, "Shut up." I said, "What's going on?" And she said, "You are the luckiest person in the world, and you just don't realize it. Every time you have an unexpected bill coming your way, the money magically lands in your lap to pay for it." And I realized she was absolutely right, and I never looked at it that way before, but I started to track it. And more importantly, I started to tell people about it. I would come into a colleague and I would bring the check and show her the check that I got and then show her the bill I got and say, "I don't know what it is, but when it comes to money, everything always works out for me." And so for years, I said that over and over and over again. So here I was, 20 years later, my body filling up with a sensation of joy. It hit my head and I thought, "Oh yes, when it comes to money, everything always works out for me." Wow. And in that moment, I relaxed because I didn't realize it. I had trained my body to remember the truth of this even before my mind did. And so I went and found my husband where he was hiding in the bedroom. And I said, "You know what? This is fine. This is going to work out just fine. I'm sorry I reacted this way. I'm sure everything is going to work out. I'm not sure how, but don't worry about it. It'll be fine." And he was so disarmed that he apologized for doing it.
Wow.
And he moved all the money back into that one account, and that's where it stayed until we were through with our divorce. And so, you know, most people, when they go, well, most women especially, when they go through a divorce, it is financially devastating. For me, I got to, you know, skip all of that simply because I spent all of those years speaking the truth of something rather unusual, but it got recorded over my nervous system. And just when I needed to remember it most, my body showed it to me. Is that the wildest thing?
I love that. That is the power of this, right? That is the power of learning how to overwrite, right?
That's right.
That's
And I
beautiful.
discovered through that the power of joy, the power of
Yes.
joy, because that's what it was giving me. And it was keeping me expansive, and it was allowing me to see possibilities where I couldn't anymore. Right.
And
And this
yes.
So this is so important for us to treasure, to savor joy, because it keeps our nervous system online. It keeps our prefrontal cortex online. It keeps us, gives us access to our creativity, our strength. You know, that most people think about joy as the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I teach my clients, it's the first thing you go for, because it makes everything else work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's unbelievable that in that moment of huge stress, like what you had going on, you know, you're going through a divorce, you've got these, all these bills came in, everything's going to crash. And then your body interrupted and reminded you that is the power of this work, right? That is.
With pure and utter joy. It wasn't And again, it filled my entire body, and I didn't know what it was until it hit my head. And in that moment, too, I recognized I had a choice. There was a split second there where I thought, it's always been correct that when it comes to money, everything works out for me. Am I going to really choose to believe it right now? And of course, my body was showing me, yes, yes, yes. And so I did. And I could not have predicted that that decision in that moment, following that automatic response in my body, would have led to my husband changing it. I didn't think he was going to change it. I thought I was just going to have to figure out how to deal with it, and I would. But in that moment, he was so disarmed that he said, I'm sorry, and he just put the money all back in. And we stayed that way for another year going through this divorce.
Wow. I love that story. I think that it just shows the power of when you decide to change a belief about something, right? Or remember a belief that supports you, you know? Especially in that moment of stress, when we're in that back brain, your body jumped in and took over, which I think is the most miraculous part of that whole story.
And I spent years proving this was true. I mean, it was true, but speaking it out loud, you know, saying, I don't know what it is, but when it comes to money, everything always works out for me. I think speaking it out loud, hearing it come out of my mouth, those vibrations coming out back into my own ears, you know, kind of closing an energetic loop inside of my body. It was as if I was recording it over the very cells of my body.
I love that.
It was an unusual experience that really showed me the depth of what is possible when we speak the positivity of our life.
Absolutely. And there is magic in speaking it out loud. And it's like that personal mantra that we're talking about. If you look at the top of my desk, my personal mantra happens to be things are always working out for me. And I think we talked about that. So that is my personal mantra. It's right there. So, and it's everywhere. There's one in my bathroom that because we all need reminders, right? That was your body reminding you, hey, wait a second. This is all going to be okay. You know, and when we can plant the seeds of that so that we're pre-paving really our future, because we know stuff's going to hit the fan. But when you know, when you feel secure and confident that you've already planned that, you've already programmed that in. So no matter what happens, no matter what life brings you your way, you know, you're going to be able to handle it.
Yes, you're going to be just fine.
Going to be just fine. You might even be way better off than you were before that.
As we always are, if we really look for the good, right?
Absolutely.
He's getting better and better.
Absolutely. And I love joy, because joy is one of my things, obviously, professor of happiness and joy. And my book is all about releasing your negative stories. Why? So that you can bring more joy to your life. Because I think people forgot that that's why we're here, is to live with joy. That's the main purpose. It's not to pay our bills. It's not to have kids. It's to live with joy. And even in the small moments, right?
Beautiful.
Talk to us about how you mentioned that is the first thing you have your clients do. Talk to us a little bit about that process, dosing yourself with joy. I love that.
Yeah. And so because we know that when we are stressed out, the nervous system, our prefrontal cortex goes offline, essentially we're focused in the more ancient part of our brain that is just concerned with survival. Yeah. We don't have access to our creativity. We don't have access to the part of the brain necessarily that we want to, where we want to make changes for on a permanent basis. And so what I discovered is that by teaching my clients to feel that felt sense of joy, we could use that then to change the way the past had been affecting them. Mm. So we all have these old emotions and beliefs that we talked about earlier that we picked mm-hmm. up from the people around us. In addition to the stories, there are the feelings. It's the anger, the fear, the guilt, the shame, the sadness, the hurt. We are walking around with these things that we absorbed from the people around us at a very young age, again, not recognizing they're not ours. And if we, when we want to de-trigger that, if you will, make it so that you can remember things from the past, but you don't feel it, one powerful way to do it is through something called memory reconsolidation. Mm-hmm. And this is where you might trigger an old sensation, but you copy and paste joy on top of it. And then you imagine what it looks like when you're moving through your life with that joy response instead of what you were feeling before. That can literally change these neural pathways so that they integrate inside of you with joy as the response instead of that old feeling of shame, guilt, sadness, hurt. Right. So yeah. I use it in a very functional way with my clients in hypnosis, starting with joy and changing, quite literally changing our past and how we respond to it. And when we change how we respond to our past, we change what's possible in the future. And in yes. the same way, we can visit some of those old experiences. There is a future us mm-hmm. that is holding out her hand to us and saying, I am so proud of you for the work you have done that has allowed me to get where I am now, 1 year in the future, 5 years in the future, 10 years in the future. I'm now going to hold out my hand to you. This is what our future self does. Mm-hmm. I'll pull you forward into a new future you could only have imagined before, right? So it's yes. a four-step process I take my clients through that begins and ends with joy, because as you said, that's what we're here for. That's what it's all about.
That is so powerful. We're going to break on that moment because you ended so beautifully, and we'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. I know you want to hear more from Sharon. Hold tight. Hey everyone, it's Carrie Rowan, your host of Look for the Good. And I wanted to ask you a question. Are you ready to break free from those old stories? You know, the ones that trap you and make you feel so stuck. We talk about that a lot here on the show. And I wanted to invite you to this really cool mini seminar that I'm doing right here in Massachusetts, in person, live. And I'd love for you to join me. We're going to talk about all this, how to uncover those stories. What are those stories? And really how to identify them. And once you learn this, you're never going to want to go back to telling those stories. And guess what? I'm doing a mini book signing after the seminar. So you can come grab a book and I'll sign it for you. And I'd love to meet you in person. So join us. It's next Tuesday, April 16th at 6:30 p.m. It's at Women of Wisdom and they're located in Northeastern Massachusetts. So call today to get your seat. Reserve your seat because they're going to go fast at 508-230-3680. So call 508-230-3680 today to reserve your seat. And I'll see you there.
Hey, beautiful listeners. Are you tired of the fast-paced life and want an easy way to help you find your calm? Then head over to the new Look for the Good Marketplace. It's chock full of hand-selected books, great classes, calming music, and special readings. All you need to help you move closer to a life you're tickled pink about. Just visit carrierowan.com and click on the Marketplace tab to find just the right item to soothe your soul today. That's CarrieRowan.com.
Are you tired of feeling stressed and stuck? Did you know that the stories we repeatedly tell can be the very thing that makes us feel worse about our life? In her best-selling book, Tell a New Story, host and author Carrie Rowan shares the five simple steps to release your negative stories and bring joy to your life. This is not your average self-help book.
It's a joy to read, and it's interactive with QR codes for meditations, original songs, and how-to videos at just the perfect point in the story, which makes transformation easy and at your fingertips. So if you're ready to go from humming a sad song about your situation to finding your voice and whistling a new upbeat tune as you skip along with joy as the new soundtrack of your life, then get yourself a copy of Carrie's highly acclaimed book today. Go to carrierowan.com/book to get your copy now. That's CarrieRowan.
Are you ready to consistently be in the flow of success? Build an abundant business, easily find your right clients, and feel good inviting them into your community to do business with you? If your answer is yes, then you'll want to listen to Business Success with Human Design with Nancy O'Keefe on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Business Success with Human Design is a podcast designed to help you peel back the layers of who you have been taught to be and how you've been told to do business, moving you from overwhelm to a business model that aligns with your authentic self and feels right for you. Come and explore Human Design for Business with Nancy.
Did you know 73% of employees are considering leaving their jobs, and almost half of Americans fear being laid off in the next year? That's a lot of fear and anxiety mulling around the office. In today's environment, employees need easy-to-use tools and strategies they can count on when the atmosphere is making them feel less than productive. To find out about proven ways to help your employees turn their stress into success, go to carrierowan.com and sign up for a free wellness consultation for your company today.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Look for the Good. This is an incredible conversation with Sharon Jackman, and I just love all the nuggets of wisdom that you're dropping. And before we get into the rest of your story, because I know people are probably like, oh, we want to hear more about our stories. Let's hear from you, our sponsor. Are you tired of feeling stuck and stressed out? Are you sick of wondering what your next step should be? Then I have some good news for you, my friend. I want you to discover how easy it can be to go from confusion to clarity with Sharon's free clarity tool. Just go to easyclaritytool.com. That's easyclarity, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y, tool, T-O-O-L.com, and get it today so you can see clearly now. I love that. Go get that tool. I have it. I told you, and it's really fantastic. You're going to love the ease of it and the clarity. You know, I love clarity. Nothing really feels quite as good as clarity. Even if you think you're in a bad situation, having clarity is freedom, right? Yes. Talk to me a little bit about what do people usually come to you for? Why do people hire you to help them and go through this process? What is one of the things you see that they need clarity with?
A great question. So I work with women dealing with all kinds of issues that keep them stuck and stressed out, but not coincidentally, a lot of them come to me because they are either in or coming out of a stressful relationship, sometimes even a toxic relationship. And they find themselves kind of a shell of who they really are, and more importantly, not knowing any longer who they really are. And I'll give you an example of that. One of my clients was a very accomplished acupuncturist. She ran amazing programs for women's health up in Oregon. And she just did such a beautiful job. And she was married, though, to someone who was really struggling. He talked her into moving to a different state. By the time they got to a different state, he told her he wanted a divorce. But in the meantime, he'd really been, you know, breaking her down and taking off chunks of her and belittling her and, you know, telling her he wasn't happy. And of course she did what all good girls do. What can I do? Let me shave off this part of me. Maybe you'll be happy. Let me take off that chunk of me. Maybe you'll be happy. And she tried so hard to make him happy that by the time he said, I want a divorce, and they split up, she had gone from being this vibrant, incredible practitioner and woman to literally working in the basement of a hospital, wheeling patients from one room to another. And wow. she Well, she called me and said, and I had known her for years before that. She said, I need to work with you. I need to get my mojo back. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I want. I don't know where it all went wrong. Please help. And so we began working together. And through that process, she really, you know, lit up again when we were able to pull away everything that was not her. She was able to light up again in the truth and beauty of exactly who she is. She ended up going to another state, getting a doctorate in Chinese medicine, and starting her beautiful practice again, where she is working to help other women discover their sweet spot, their health, their beauty, their magnificence. But, you know, it was to see someone who could go from being so accomplished and so sure of herself, we don't expect something like that to happen to someone like her. And yet it comes naturally to us, right? Again, because we're carrying around these stories, these beliefs about how we're meant to be in relationship. And we see the best in other people often. And yet, what may be going on may be not what we need to feel our best and be our best. It may be that sign that we're meant to see. She didn't get it in the form of a $3.9 million lawsuit, but she did get it in the form of a gurney in the basement of a hospital when this woman had just been a magnificent practitioner before this, right? So she Wow. is back to fulfilling her purpose. But that's not unusual. I work with women who either don't know who they are after coming out of a relationship. They want to make sure they don't make the same mistakes again in attracting a new relationship. That's something I had to learn years before after my divorce. Mm-hmm. I met someone who was wonderful, but I found I was projecting all my beliefs from my past, my ex, onto my new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I had to stop and recognize, oh, they're not the same people. And really learn how to pull back what I was projecting onto him and what actually was him. And so that's something that my clients go through quite often. Who am I? What do I want? How do I keep my boundaries strong? And then what does it look like when I invite love back into my life again?
That is so beautiful. Really, that is absolutely beautiful. I know it's resonating with everybody listening. And, you know, how does that feel? You know, they come to you. She was just a small version of herself. And look at her now. Just
she's amazing. And it's in her. All I did was facilitate the process. Mm-hmm. I know the steps to take. But it is her magnificence that was just waiting quietly to be uncovered again.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. It's like a sculpture, right? It's like, you know,
yes,
like Michelangelo, you know.
It's in the rock, right?
It's already there.
Yep, and you're just getting rid of anything that's not that magnificent. Mm.
Because we can all lose our way, you know. Life is hard. Stress starts to accumulate on us, and you know, we forget, especially sometimes, you know, especially with women. Like you said, I love this concept of the good girl and that you're writing a book about it, because it's all that. It's these expectations we have of ourselves, of society, of who we're supposed to be, how we fit in, you know. We all feel that at various points. I felt that a lot as a mom, you know, a new mom, how a good mom is supposed to be, and the compromising and the overgiving and all these things that we do, and the mom guilt. And, you know, so talk to us a little bit about how'd you come up? Obviously, I can see where the good girl came from yourself, but I see it so much. Why is it such a phenomenon? And how can your book really shed some light on that?
Oh, thank you for that. I do have to make a comment when the good mother, right?
Yeah.
I had a friend who had a couple kids, and she saw how hard I was working at the job. And she said, you know, I'm not the good mother. I'm the good enough mother.
Ooh, I love that.
You know what? We can all be okay just being the good enough mother. So my book, Outrageous Confidence, How to Stop Being the Good Girl and Start Owning Your Power, is really about that wake-up call and making the decision to discover who and what we truly are. And the truth is, when we are confident, when we have self-confidence, when we have a high sense of self-worth and self-esteem, when we know without a doubt, no matter what anyone says to us, we are good enough, We are loving enough. We are, you know, smart enough. We are all of those things because we were born that way. And it's just the stuff that was put on us afterwards that made us forget. When we really pull those things away, and I walk through kind of my process for doing this in the book, which is called The Worthiness Code. That's my process. We embody that confidence. And to some people, that confidence will seem outrageous, but it really is just the gift of knowing who we are and what we're in this world to experience, and learning how to take life as it comes, continuing to expand that joy, and then share from that space. Right? Does that make sense?
Oh, it so resonates with me on so many levels. And I love the outrageous confidence, because that's what it takes, right? Is that outrageous confidence. But as women, I feel like we do. We lose that. It kind of gets eroded over time because the pressures of life are on us. And so to be able to give somebody a roadmap to get that back, I find that exciting. I find it liberating. I think so many women are going to resonate with that whole good girl phenomenon that you've really highlighted in there so beautifully. Yeah.
And you know, when we're feeling confident, other people would often have us believe that it's outrageous. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's not too much. It is just right.
It's just right. And we don't need everybody else's permission. Sometimes as women, we're waiting for permission. Is it okay? Can I go to the bathroom now? Can I ask a question? Right? Like that whole, or apologizing. You know, one of the things I talk about in my book is the women apologize an awful lot. You know, start to notice it yourself. There's a little exercise I put in there. If you're going through with the shopping cart and you bump into somebody or you go too fast, do you say, I'm sorry? Or do you say, excuse me? Like, start to pay attention and make it really hard to say, I'm sorry. You know, it's part of that whole philosophy, I feel like.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So that's beautiful. So I just love, again, the good girl. And that it was so personal. If you're going to give somebody a little tip, of course, they're going to go get your easy confidence tool, because they need that. But tell me the clarity tool. Give them a little tip on confidence. What's one little thing that you have your clients do just to remind themselves that they are enough, that they can pull that from deep down inside?
That's a great question. And one of the things I would say is there's been a lot of research on the fact that how we hold ourselves actually affects our physiology. So notice when we're not feeling confident, we tend to have the hunched shoulders and the, you know, we don't want people to see us. And this may sound silly and it may sound shallow, but it's true. If we put our shoulders back, even, you know, stretch out our arms, right? Tilt our face as if we're welcoming the sun, take a nice deep breath. And hold ourselves as if we have confidence, it convinces the body that we do.
I love that.
It has been researched. It works. You know, the body language, the breath, act as if, and it will convince you that you are that way.
I have a funny story about that, because I was learning about all this and I talk about in my book, The Wonder Woman Pose in the Harvard Study, right? I knew what you were talking about. And so when I was in a band with one of my best friends, I said, okay, we have to go into the bathroom before we go on to play. And she's like, why? I'm like, well, we always do that anyways to fix ourselves. And in the bathroom, there we are. I'm showing her the Wonder Woman pose and people are coming in looking at us and we are giggling up a storm because it feels silly. The Wonder Woman pose, you guys got to look it up if you don't know. It's the whole story with Amy Cuddy. Look at the Amy Cuddy TED Talk. And so that's where you can find it. But we were doing the pose, right? You got to hold it for 2 minutes. That's the secret. So we're holding the 2 minutes and it's funny. We're in the mirror doing this, laughing, people coming in. We're trying to get them to join us. So I just want to tell you, after we did this, we went on that stage and we killed it. People were hanging on our every word. We were never more connected. You know, music is all about that connection. And we did these beautiful female harmonies that made you think angels were in the room. And so it was this incredible experience. And the guy we were opening for, who is from Ireland or something, he said, wow, I feel like I should be opening for you guys. Like, it was really, really powerful. And that's the power of your posture and your body, right?
Absolutely.
So that's my little story about that. So this has been incredible. I love that you gave them a tip that they can use. And let's talk about, where can they find you? What if people are just like, I have to get in touch with Sharon. I need to work with her. They can get their clarity tool. But what if they want to get right to you and talk about working together?
Great question. Yeah, SharonJackman.com is my website. SharonJackman.com. You can read all about what I do there. You can sign up for a free consult just to have a chat conversation. Happy to tell you how I can support you. And I would love to meet you.
I just love that. And we love to spell things here on radio. So it's Sharon, like you'd normally spell it, S-H-A-R-O-N, Jackman, like the word Jack, J-A-C-K-M-A-N.com. Go visit her. And the thing is, you know, I've had experience with this as well, as we were talking about before, and I've been doing hypnotherapy for many years. But there's something about the way that Sharon, her deep level of caring and the way she really gets in there to understand and customizes it for you, I think is what really makes all the difference and why you have so many happy clients.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been so awesome. You shared so many things. I know people are really moved by your stories, as am I.
Thank you. Yeah, we are soul sisters.
We are so speak the same language. So, stay tuned, guys, for more information on her book, and go to the show notes. And if you forget everything, it's always in the show notes. If you're driving and you can't write it down and you can't wait to talk to Sharon, go to the show notes. It'll be there. And, remember, if you want to find out before everybody else what's coming up next on Look for the Good, you want to hear more about Sharon and get some secret insider tips, sign up for my newsletter at carrierowan.com and go just to tap on the podcast page up top and sign up for the newsletter so you can know firsthand what's coming up on Live for the Good. And remember, everybody, as you move on to your day, it is never too late to tell your best story. Be well.
Thanks for tuning in to Look for the Good with your host, Carrie Rowan, best-selling author and mindset coach. Join us every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here at Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. If you weren't able to catch an episode, no worries. Just visit our website to find all the archived episodes of Look for the Good on demand so you don't miss a thing. And remember, it's never too late to live your best story. For additional resources or to find out about how you can work with Carrie directly, visit carrierowan.com for more details.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.